Lori Lyon, I Wonder As I Wander, WWIB, 15 and a half before 6. 12 degrees below zero, wind chills. We've seen it anywhere from 25 to 45 below. And I'm here at the station where we celebrated Mabel Louise Stewart's 100th birthday yesterday. And I got a hug and a kiss, so that was really a blessing. This side of heaven, this side of meeting Jesus. Jason Cairns is on the other end of the phone in his warm and cozy house. Good morning.
Good morning. It is also a blessing to be in a warm and cozy house this morning.
Ah, but the weather is not fit for man or beast, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you had to get out and go to work in the dark and the cold. And
I've got, yeah, my car did start. It took a little bit, but...
Sure.
It did. So anyhow, we're here today, and here's the deal. The latest is in 15 minutes, forget the, you know, the weather folks... If you listen to some of the inside chatter, they were like, well, we're going to the winter storm warning. We're holding off of the blizzard warning. It now becomes a blizzard warning at 6 o'clock until 6 tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Because of the wind and the cold?
I guess, yeah. I mean, yeah. If I could share the details, but it would chew up the whole 5 minutes. But
well, let's not do that then.
Yeah. So anyhow, yeah, the winds are picking up a little bit more. I did see some of the snow blowing. I get what their point is. It was not a steady blowing, and it was not a continual blinding. But when I was on a side street, Omaha Street, faced some of that. So it's not, hey, stay home today. So,
sure. All right, I will.
All right, Mabel Louise, we did play your message for her yesterday. I don't have the her response yet, but I'm sure she was delighted to hear what you had to say. So thank you.
Yeah, you bet. She seems like she is somebody who delights in people regardless. So that's good to hear.
The woman looked like she was in her 80s yesterday. I mean, she was in here sharp, and she was just, wow. I tell you what.
Yeah.
She's going to keep trucking along here. So
amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
All right. Well, it is December 23rd, and I guess this is our last day together for a while. Dawson will be in on Monday and Tuesday. I may or may not join him, but we'll give you a break until next Wednesday. How about that?
Perfect. Sounds good to me.
Some Christmas thoughts here.
Do I have Christmas thoughts?
Like what's going on for you here as we head into the holiday season?
You know, it seems like a moving target. My mom had messaged me yesterday again and was wondering about coming, and she said, you know, here it's 22 and we have a little bit of snow, and I said, Mom, no. I said, here it's terrible and it's cold and they're recommending no travel. And so we still have a moving target with when my mom is coming, and I look forward to seeing her. But thankfully, I'm off next week and she's retired, so she can come when she wants. But
for sure.
Yeah, you know, and so I'm looking forward, I guess, tomorrow morning to just being with immediate family, and we'll celebrate our family Christmas in the morning, and then off to my dad's probably on Sunday. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And where does he live?
We're going to go to my brother's house, which is in Clintonville, right in the center of the state.
Yeah, you come from good basketball country. Clintonville, Oostburg, good basketball towns, yeah.
Well, you know, so here's the interesting thing. The basketball coach in Clintonville for a long time was from Oostburg. So, little mm-hmm. piece of trivia.
There we go.
You probably knew that because you're a sports guy, but yeah.
That one may have slipped my notice, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to know a piece of sports trivia that you did not.
Yeah, okay. Okay, very good. Oh, yeah. Speaking of books for Christmas, Gary Moon, Becoming Dallas Willard would be a good one, right?
That's a good one, yeah. It's really an excellent book. You know, I think Dallas Willard was a big influence on me and my thinking, and Gary's telling of his life story is really good.
I mention that because an amazing 3.5 years ago, you and I were in Houston with Gary, and that's where he and I connected, not on spiritual stuff, but on sports trivia. So, yeah.
You know, so for me, that was one of the most endearing parts about that weekend. I mean, there was so much good about that time when we were there, but listening to you and Gary talk sports trivia and him just being astounded by how much he seems to know was really fun to watch.
He's a big Atlanta Braves fan. Of course, they won the World Series a couple years back, and All right, let's do John 1:17. Close things out here.
You bet. Yeah, so it says, "For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ."
And what you have to say in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, about John 1:17 is, "In my unfolding wisdom, I gave the old covenant law through Moses, which revealed your inability to measure up to my holy standard. The new covenant, the key to salvation, came through my son. He kept the law where you cannot."
Yeah, that's, I think, a good reminder. You and I have talked, I think, a lot about the Romans 7 idea, you know, that it's really, really hard to live perfect lives and impossible. And thank God for Christ, who has been able to keep that for us.
Absolutely. Well, Jason, Merry Christmas. Breakfast tomorrow?
I will not. We're going to be doing our family Christmas tomorrow, and I think Ed is out of town, so.
Jason, no breakfast tomorrow. And so okay. I will let the folks at Randy's know, and we'll tell.
I already have.
You have? Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, Amy messaged me, so.
Wow. You're on top of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Amy's on top of it.
Thank you, Jason. I love you, brother.
You bet.
All right.
Love you, too.
Take care. Bye-bye. There goes our buddy Jason Cairns, WWIB. All right, WWIB coming up on 7:22, and Mark and Dawson Halverson with you, the WIB Wake Up Show. Looking forward to Caleb's return next week, but that'll be Wednesday. Dawson, you're slated to be here Monday and Tuesday, right?
Yes, I am. Helping out with the holiday shifts and letting the wonderful WIB announcers get a little bit of rest with the family.
There you go. All right, well, one of the great challenges this time of the year, it's a love-hate kind of thing. I mean, we love the food, we love the goodies, we love the treats, but what about the extra pounds?
Well, we have a couple of tips that might help you out this holiday season.
Tongue largely firmly in cheek here with this stuff, so here we go.
Starting off, if no one sees you eat it, does it have any calories?
There we go. Another one is, if you drink a diet soda with a candy bar, they cancel each other out.
If you eat standing up, it doesn't count.
If you eat the food off someone else's plate, it doesn't count.
Yeah. Cookie pieces contain no calories because the process of breakage causes calorie leakage.
Well, did you know? Food used for medicinal purposes have no calories. This includes any chocolate used for energy, cheesecake, and Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
When eating with someone else, calories don't count if you both eat at the same time. These might help you out this Christmas Eve and Christmas to help... feel better about the food you might be filling yourself with.
There we go. Caleb had a nice question, and maybe we'll share this sometime between now and 9, but check the WIB Facebook page, or was it the Facebook group or the page yesterday? I am going there to check, and actually, it was the idea of what is something that you enjoy making or eating this time of the year, and so I weighed in. I was the first one to comment. I said I love making... annual summer sausage that my dad would make this time of the year.
And yes.
It is floating around the house. Did you get any?
I haven't gotten any yet.
All right. Evelyn was very excited. And then also, mom's peanut butter balls, my favorite thing to eat. So that was a fun question to answer. We'd love to see your answer as well. Well, yesterday we posted on our WIB Facebook page the question, what's your favorite Christmas treat to make or eat? Dawson, what's yours?
Wow, that's tricky. I think you said peanut butter balls, and that's hard to top. That's been a long time favorite of mine.
Yeah, for sure. Get up right there. Okay, and that is outstanding. All right, let's see what some of the listeners had to say here. Suzanne says baklava.
Liz saying peanut butter star cookies.
Okay, I thought we had the same order, but all right. Betty is, I enjoy making peanut brittle.
Connie saying pecan puffs.
Karen said, my mom's coffee, cake, and caramel Crispix and fudge.
Chris saying, rosettes.
Elijah, peanut butter balls.
Wendy, sandbechels.
Tammy says, a little longer, she says, my husband's favorite Christmas treat is the peanut butter blossom cookies. Oh, yeah, those are great. With the chocolate stars, he says, no other chocolate is as good as the Brock's stars. She says her favorite to make as a child is decorating sugar cutout cookies, but she hasn't been able to make them the last several years as they don't have the space in their kitchen for holiday baking. She loves rosettes and date-filled cookies.
So many great answers. Katrina saying chocolate pizza. She says like a chocolate fudge. Carlene saying fudge or chocolate. Julie saying her daughter makes the best molasses cookies.
Emma, caramel corn, and Vicky, the poppy seed buns. Haven't heard of that.
Mm. It is just so wonderful to see these wonderful Christmas treats and how they bring families and loved ones together over the holiday season.
I got called into the cookie making last Saturday in the Halverson kitchen as there was like pretzels, and then I had to open up the whole bag of Rolos, and you put the Rolos inside the pretzel. And then later, I think there was something, there was some chocolate in there. It's creative.
You got drafted into the cookie making process.
It was relationally bonding. Grace and I had a good talk. All right.
12 below outside, absolutely frigid, but Christmas is on the horizon, so hopefully that makes it a little bit more bearable. We're playing 24/7 Christmas tunes for you to keep those holiday spirits high, but today is not Christmas. It is not Christmas Eve. It is Festivus.
And at the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
Frank, this new holiday of yours is scratching me right where I itch.
From Seinfeld, Festivus is said to be the airing of grievances before Christmas and the cheer and joy that comes. Having a day to just expel any negative emotions that you might be feeling during Christmas time. If you wish, I'll start. The thing that comes to mind for me, out on these harsh conditions, driving through the snow. I was coming back from the Twin Cities recently during the blizzard. It was rough. It was harsh. And there were still inconsiderate drivers on the road, people in pickups blazing down the left lane, trying to get past semis, what have you. And I just, it filled me with some frustration. Mm. Even in these worst of conditions, even when people need to be considerate the most, there was still, there were still people who drove as they chose to. And it filled me with grievance, to say the least. Do you have any?
Boy, putting me right on the spot here this morning. I don't have one that immediately comes to mind, but I guess certainly, you know, we can think of a lot of. For me, typically, one of my biggest pet peeves, if that fits into the airing of grievances on Festivus, is people who take up two parking spaces.
Mm.
Especially in this Christmas shopping time when it's hard to get even one. I know it's cramped, but I saw somebody posting on social media about Wisconsin and Chippewa Valley drivers and parking spaces during the Christmas season. So you've got one vehicle. Do your best to fit into one stall.
I would say pet peeves, in my opinion, fit perfectly. If you'd like to air your grievances with us over the air, text us at 715-396-1670. Let us know your thoughts. Text or call. Let us know where you're at this Festivus as we head towards Christmas Eve on the horizon.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Our Michelle Johnson was Johnny on the spot. And coming up, we do have a question she asked her. I guess she's posted it on our web Facebook page. But stick around for that after the best of the week right here. Well, what can we say? It's December 22nd. 2022, and 100 years ago today, our own dear beloved Mabel Louise Stewart was born, I want to say in Missouri. She's a Missouri gal from the Show Me State, and boy, has she shown us the way to receive and reflect God's love and to go into the world and spread the good news, right? A heart for souls, I know nobody, with a heart for people like her to share the good news. Doug likes to have some fun with us, Doug in Sand Creek, and so can we pull this off?
Song for you this morning. How about I'll Have a Blue Christmas by Porky Pig? You know me, kind of goofy. Thank you. Bye.
All right, Doug, let's give it a try.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Mabel Louise, it's an astounding feat not only to reach 100, but to do so with such faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're an encouragement, and She may not hear this, may hear it later, but it's amazing to see that.
It's Snoopy versus the Red Baron, Christmas Bells. My first time hearing this song, but I'm excited to share it with people.
Let's
I think it's
going
to be fun. Let's
Here
give
we
it
go.
A listen.
Happy 100th birthday. This is Jerome Jacobs from NAB, and may it be a blessed special time for you. You've just been a great and faithful service in our Lord's service. I was thinking yesterday that we all look forward to spending eternity with our Lord and Savior, and I also look forward to spending much time with you and Warren. May the Lord bless you each day. Love you, Mabel Louise. God bless you. Bye-bye.
What was the strange house rule you had when you grow up?
I couldn't have mustard and cheese on the same sandwich. I have no idea why. It was explained, no one has mustard and cheese.
The mom in this house had a deal with what you called gas, all right? When someone passed gas, and she said, if you pass gas, it's called poofies.
You'll be able to do it all right with your
Hi, this is Sherry from White Island. Just calling to wish Mabel Louise a very, very happy 100th birthday. Her life has been such a blessing to so many, and God has used her to lift the hearts and spread his word to so many people. God bless her for many, many more years and always. I just wish her a very, very happy day. God bless you all. Merry Christmas.
So that is quite the eclectic best of the week from the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And, you know, again, Michelle Johnson in studio with us. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
What were the roads like coming down from New Auburn?
They were really not bad yet.
Okay.
A little bit of wind, but they were clear.
Yeah.
Other than where I live, and I complain about that all the time, so add that to your festive.
Yes. Yes.
Festival, whatever.
The grievances.
The
very
grievances.
Good.
Also, we do have somebody who did comment on that, but Michelle, you were in here, and unfortunately, it looks like maybe we somehow missed out on the audio yesterday, some glitch in the system, but you did ask something. You've posted on the WIB Facebook page. We're going to play that regarding Mabel on her birthday.
Yes, it was such a wonderful day to spend with Mabel Louise, for sure. A lot of tears. The family was just reminiscing, even off air. Mm. I wish everybody could have heard all of that, all of her talk about being with Billy Graham and the piano that she used, and talking about Warren was absolutely wonderful. But I did get a chance to ask her one last question.
And let's listen to
it. Roll tape. So, Mabel Louise, you're 100 years young today. I have one more question. What's on your bucket list?
One more soul.
One more soul. I knew you would say that. Yeah.
Lost souls. I'd rather have that than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that my great grandchildren will come to know Jesus as their Savior. Because so many already have, but there's some precious little ones. And, of course, my main ministry now is prayer for them, that they will come to know Jesus at an early age. And that comes from parents who love them so much and care. And thank the Lord. All of my grandchildren have heard the gospel, and they know the gospel, and hopefully they'll live the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my prayer. Yeah.
Thank you, Mabel Louise.
No surprise there, huh?
Right, yeah. And as I sit here with a father and a son, that is definitely for you guys to make it your ministry to pray for your children, to know the Lord, and for the future grandchildren as well.